Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends. And Shabbat Shalom, that is Hebrew for Sabbath peace. And I have one more, Chag Sameach. Happy holidays. We're celebrating Simchat Torah this week. We're rejoicing in the Torah as we roll it back to the beginning. Wow. We got some great music today, and you're going to hear an interview that I did this summer with Tom Ackerman. So stay with me. I'll be right back. Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu. That's the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel. You know, I have been playing Jonathan's music as my beginning song for 15 years. That's right. He's been with me all the way from the beginning. It's just wonderful. I really appreciate him and his music. That's Jonathan Sattel from this Sattel Gallery. That was Shabbat Medley. Alrighty, it's Shabbat. And what is one of my favorite Shabbat songs? You got it. Craig Taubman from the CD My Jewish Discovery. You try saying the name. Shabbat, ba 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 ba. Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat.
Shabbat. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. Do the motzi, the challah tastes so fine. Light the candle, say the Kiddush over the wine. That Shabbos feeling so fine. Every week I get that Shabbos feeling.
Shabbos feeling, get the Shabbos feeling.
I feel it from my head down to my toes.
Head down to my toes.
6 long days. I have to wait for Shabbos.
Wait for Shabbos. Just can't wait for Shabbos.
But then on Friday Eve, I get that Shabbos glow.
Get that Shabbos glow. Oh!
Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
Shabbat, Shalom. It's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom. It's the day of rest.
Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day I love best. Shabbat Shalom, it's the day of rest.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom.
Isn't that just a fabulous song? I know you want to know again. That was Craig Taubman from the CD My Jewish Discovery. And I did give you a few extra syllables, but truthfully, the song is called Shabbat Shalom. It's so cute. Well, thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. This is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We're a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles. That's right, you don't have to be Jewish to come. We would love to have you come and worship with us. We meet every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. and we're located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half a mile south of Empire Boulevard. And while you're there, check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It is open on Tuesdays from 11 to 3 and Wednesdays from 3 to 7. It's a great place to go for CDs, tapes, prayer shawls, music, books about the Messiah, cards, and jewelry. And if you're listening to this program and you're in the Buffalo, Lockport, or Medina area, you might really love visiting Congregation Brith Hadashah in their new building. Their services are Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and they are at 50 Alberta Drive, Amherst, New York.
Shalom, this is Becca Shea, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I will exalt you, oh Lord, for you have lifted me up. I call to you, Lord, for help, and you heal me. I will rejoice in the morning, at noon, and the night, for you have shown mercy to me. So I will dance, you have shown mercy.
Blessings is also sponsored by Fayer's Harem Salon and Spa. If you're looking for a place to get a new hairdo or a manicure, pedicure, facial, or massage, go to Fayer's Harem on West Henrietta Road near Marketplace Mall. The number there is 359-2249, or in Fairport in Packets Landing on the Canal. The number there is 223-5850.
To
That's Debbie Chernoff. You know, she wrote that song. She's married to Rabbi David Chernoff from Congregation Beth Yeshua in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And her new CD is called All Things New, Psalm 30. That's a wonderful psalm to read. Rejoice morning, noon, and night. Praise him all day long. Hallelujah. Well, this is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Hey, I'm just a nice Jewish girl who loves Yeshua. And how about if we hear from a nice Jewish boy? You might recognize this song from every Jewish wedding you've ever gone to. Hava Nagila means let us rejoice. So everybody stand up, get ready to do the dance called the Hora, because here comes Marty Goetz.
Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila ben Yisraha. Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila, Hava Nagila ben Yisraha. Hava Neranana, Hava Neranana, Hava Neranana ben Yisraha. Hava Neranana, Hava Neranana, Hava Neranana ben Yisraha. Urachim b'lev sameach, urachim b'lev sameach, urachim b'lev sameach, urachim b'lev sameach, urachim, urachim b'lev sameach. Aban ranana, aban ranana, aban ranana, ben ismaha. Uru, uru, achim, urachim, b'lev sameach, urachim, b'lev sameach, urachim, b'lev sameach, urachim, b'lev sameach, urachim, urachim, b'lev sameach.
Urachim b'lev Hello, this is Marty Goetz, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Wow, that was amazing. That was Marty Goetz. Thank you, Marty, for recognizing that this is Bagels and Blessings. He's such a nice Jewish boy, I'm telling you. You know, I don't know if you've ever danced the hora, but when you do that dance, it's like a circle dance, and you're like, you hop, and you jump, and you're moving all around. And sometimes when you do that kind of dancing, it is so easy to throw something out of whack. I mean, really. Do you need to be adjusted? Are you well adjusted? Is anyone well adjusted? Well, if you need to get back in alignment, I urge you to go visit Odell Family Chiropractic. Just listen to this.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the four Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Yeah. You know, they really are excellent, and it's such a privilege to be able to recommend them to people. Just the other day, someone was talking about needing a new furnace, and I said, I know somebody you can call. I have personally recommended Excellent Air Heating and Cooling to so many people, and that's my next sponsor that I want to mention, Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. You know, they're a family-owned and operated business with over 30 years' experience in the heating and cooling profession, and this is the time to get those furnaces checked out because we definitely need our heat on right now. I want to urge you to call them, 889-7840, 889-7840, that's area code 585. They are so fair in their prices. Their service is amazing. You know what, guys? They really are excellent. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and we're going to listen to a song now by Barry and Batya Siegel. This is from their CD, Go Through the Gates. I love it. It's called In the Latter Days. Barry and Batya Siegel.
Thank you.
All nations shall flow to the house of the Lord. All people will bow down to the God of Jacob. Then his glory will appear.
Oh, that was an awesome song, Barry and Batya Siegel. Come on, let's go up to the mountain of the Lord. Let's go to the house of the Lord. He will teach us his ways. What a good God. He sent a flaming fire at night and then a pillar of smoke and cloud by day. Oh my goodness, that's a great song. I'm so glad you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. And any moment now, there will be a contest. You will have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. And I want you all to get ready to dial. Any moment now, I'll let you know. When you hear the song, Give Me Bagels, and you know the contest is upon you. And I really want to give away that coupon today. I do want to mention one more sponsor, New Birth Computers. I think most of you have computers, right? And when they work, and when they work well, it's just wonderful. But when they're on the fritz, oy vey, it's not much fun. And so if you have any trouble with your computer, I got a guy. Yeah, I know a guy. Bruce Bay from New Birth Computers. He can scan and remove spyware, malware, viruses, repair your hardware, upgrade your computer, like maybe if you want more memory, a larger hard drive, or a DVD burner. He can set up and configure home networks, wired or wireless. And also, this is a great gift to give someone. If you know that somebody has a bunch of old movies, you know, on old VHS tapes, he can convert them to DVD. This is a great gift, and he does a wonderful job. And if you mention that you heard this on Bagels and Blessings, then he'll pay the sales tax portion of your bill. So call Bruce Bay at 585-293-3407. That's 585-293-3407. Or send him an email at newbirthcomputers@rochester.rr.com and tell him that Ethel sent you. Well, I mentioned that we're celebrating Simchat Torah. It's really exciting. We roll the scroll back to the beginning, and it's a really big deal, and we dance around with the Torah, and it's so exciting. And I thought you might like to hear a cute little song by the group Zealot Sounds. This is from their CD, Not One Jot Nor Tittle, Simchat Torah in the Wild West.
that scroll a rolling. The Torah scroll is made of rawhide. It's Adam, Eve, and Moshe, which foods are kosher. God's law by it I abide. All five books that are missing, each week we come and listen. Now we're at the end of the line.
Turn it back, roll it up, not too fast, keep it straight. Turn it back, roll it up, rawhide. Turn it back, roll it up, not too fast, keep it straight. Turn it back,
roll it up, rawhide. That scroll a rolling, the Torah scroll is made of rawhide. Is Adam, Eve, and Moshe, which foods are kosher? God's law by it I abide. All five books none are missing, each week we come and listen. Now we're at the end of the line.
Turn it back, roll it up, not too fast, keep it straight. Turn it back, roll it up, rawhide. Turn it back, roll it up, not too fast, keep it straight, turn it back,
roll it up, rawhide.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Israeli researchers are reportedly working on an innovative test program that holds great promise for quadriplegics. Medical bioengineers at the Weizmann Institute in Israel are enabling patients paralyzed by injury to use their nasal breath to communicate and gain mobility. The inventive device is able to convert nasal pressure into electrical impulses. Through these impulses, a disabled person will be able to use a keyboard simply by sniffing to pick out letters and numerals. In fact, one patient has already sent multiple emails. Another application for these electrical impulses will give the quadriplegic the ability to navigate a wheelchair as ably as a healthy person. So far, 15 immobile patients have successfully mastered the apparatus and are now mobile. We don't like to think of such things, but more than 5,000 Americans each year will have spinal cord injuries that result in quadriplegia. In a few years, Israel may present these patients and their families a whole new world of opportunities they never thought possible. And that is worth sniffing at. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel. Shalom.
Today, nearly 1 in 3 Israelis live below the poverty line. We have an opportunity to return the many blessings God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
All right, Rochester and beyond, you have a chance to win a coupon for bagels right now. And this is such an easy question. The number is 222-2990, 585-222-2990. If you call from out of town, I'll send you a different present, like a CD or a book or something. But 585-222-2990. Remember Noah? Remember he sent something from his ark in search of land? What did he do? What did he send? What did Noah send from his ark in search of land? Easy question. 585-222-2990. Call now and you get a coupon for bagels or maybe something even bigger. Who knows? Shalom, darling. Come on now. I know you're out there. There are millions of you listening to the program. Why, everywhere I go, I run into someone that says, oh, yes, I'm listening to you all the time. So I know you're out there. Do not be afraid. Do not be shy. It's a simple question, and I want you to get the coupon for bagels. What did Noah send from his ark in search of land? What did he send from the ark to search for land? 222-2990. Call now. I'm willing to give away the coupon for bagels. I'm wanting to give away the coupon for bagels, and I'm waiting to give away the coupon for bagels. In the meantime, here's Zemer Lavav, Your Name. a beautiful song by Zemer Lavav. No more will I run from you. Are you running from God today? Stop running. Run toward him. He longs to take you in his arms. There is nothing more wonderful than the blessed name of Yeshua. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and I really gave you an easy question today. I'm going to go ahead and play my interview in just a moment, my interview with Tom Ackerman, but I want you to call as soon as the interview is over. The number here is 222-2990. You can call after the interview and answer the question, what did Noah send from his ark in search of dry land? It's an easy one, and I really want to give away a coupon for bagels, but right now, let's listen to an interview that I did earlier this summer with Tom Ackerman.
This is Ethel Chadwick, and I'm at the Messiah Conference 2012, and I've met all kinds of interesting people, and right now I'm with a gentleman named Tom Ackerman, who works for the MJAA, which is the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America. So Tom, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you, Ethel.
You're welcome. Tom, I wondered if you would share with the listeners a little bit about your background. Were you raised in a religious home? And tell me a little bit about that.
My mom's a convert to the Catholic Church, and my dad's Catholic, so I was raised within the church world, never as a believer. I have that background in the church world. I guess growing up and through much of my life, I didn't have any faith. I pretty much did what I want, and I believed in myself to the degree that I did. It was at 31 years old that I came to know Yeshua.
All right, well, that leads me right into my next question. Did something happen in your life to draw you close to God? Like, how did that happen where you found that God was real and that he loved you? Like, how did you develop this relationship with the Lord?
Well, you know, you can put it down to a moment, because I can remember a moment, but you can also think of, in retrospect, all the things that the Lord's been doing and how he's been working with you really over years. So I'd have to say both. I believe that he was working with me in what he was doing in my life and what I was really considering in my life. But, you know, when it finally happened, I just happened to have with me one of the small pocket New Testaments. And I don't know where I got it, but I had more time on my hands than usual, and I started reading it over and over again. And I was really really thinking about it in an open-minded way. Something told me, maybe there really is something in there. Maybe there really is something in there.
Do you feel like God was calling you?
Yeah, I do feel that way. You know, looking back, you feel like, yeah, he was calling me, and yeah, it had to happen.
All right, well, I was just wondering also, you said you were around 31 when this happened.
31, yeah.
At that point in your life, had you ever heard of Messianic Judaism at all?
Not at all, no. Not at all.
So how did you find out that there were Jews all over the world that believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that we call him Yeshua, the whole bit? How'd you find out?
That's a good question. Well, you know, shortly after I came to believe, I was still asking lots of questions, just as I was before. I was still asking lots of questions, and I was doing a lot of reading. And eventually, naturally, as part of that process, I started learning about Judaism through learning about Yeshua. And then learning more about Judaism, I felt I was learning more about Yeshua, and kind of back and forth. And naturally, in that process, I learned about Messianic Judaism by looking it up, basically.
Oh, so you actually decided to figure out if there were Jews that believed in Jesus, and you actually went searching for us.
I wanted to know, because I said, I really want to start doing this. I went searching for it. And at a certain point, I returned to my Jewish heritage and started to keep Jewish. It was a real search, and I would say it was a heartfelt spiritual love for Judaism. A feeling that as I learned about Yeshua, I was learning about Judaism, and vice versa. So that at a certain point, I said, you know, this is who I am, and I want to keep that in my life.
Well, Tom, for the benefit of those who are listening to this interview, they might have a little bit of confusion, because you did express that you grew up in a Catholic home, and mm-hmm. then you just said something about returning to your Jewish heritage. So I understand what you meant, but
yeah.
Did you want to explain a little bit about that?
Well, I'm Jewish through my mother, who is a convert to the Catholic Church, so I'm Jewish by heritage.
I see.
Yeah, she goes. Both of her parents are Jewish. Her father's side goes back to Europe. He was born in Europe. He was born in Vienna, and came over to the West just in the beginning of the war, actually before the war.
How does your mother feel about you embracing the Jewish side of your heritage?
She feels good about it, actually. She feels good about it, and in the process, you know, she's been curious to learn about her Jewish heritage because, you know, she grew up really in a secular Jewish home, so she didn't know all that much about Judaism, just a little bit. So I've been able to share more about Judaism with her, as well as more about the Bible.
Describe your experience the first time you ever visited a Messianic congregation.
My experience, wow.
I'm putting you on the spot.
the first one I went to actually was very good. I had, you know, really been intending it for some time. I was living overseas for many years and coming back for a while. And I looked up, to find a synagogue in my city, which was Washington, D.C. And I found a Havat Yeshua, which is a really fantastic congregation. I first spoke with Michael Rudolph, who's actually an elder in the community. He's not actually the pastor of that congregation. He was very friendly with me. He was very very kind to me and actually invited me to meet. I met with him several times to discuss the Bible, and at the same time started going to Havat Yeshua, which is run by Pastor Ralph Finley, awesome pastor, and. Yeah, my first experience there was very good. Very good. And something they take worship seriously, the spirit of worship, and he leads it so well in it's both liturgical, deeply liturgical, and also charismatic at the same time.
That's wonderful. And so I'm curious, how did you get involved with the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America, and what do you do there?
Okay, well, I first got involved with it because, well, you know, naturally being a believer, you know, I want to work in some area that could serve Yeshua. Ideally, in some area in the Messianic community, and I had heard of the MJAA and contacted them actually years ago. 5 years ago when I was back about work. And at the time, I spoke with Terry Gillespie. At the time, they had nothing for me. And a while later, I returned to being a teacher and working overseas. But I stayed in contact. The two of us stayed in contact over the years and talked about what I might do for them and, you know, how I might be able to help them. We talked about a couple of different ideas. And then, I guess close to 5 years later, I think, I spoke with her again. And they had a position there, say, I guess you call it ministry relations, in communicating with the donors over the phone and by mail. And I started talking with them more, and I spoke with Ari Halbin. And it turned out that shortly after I came back to my own country, I had a job there with MJAA, which I'm just really, really blessed to have, and I'm loving it so far.
So how long have you been there now?
No matter of months, since late February, yeah.
That's wonderful. So do you have any encouragement for people who are seeking or don't know whether they should visit a Messianic congregation or people that aren't even sure about supporting Israel? Or what would you say to them?
That's a good question. Well, you know, what I would say, I guess it's similar to a lot of other questions, is study on it and consider it with an open mind. You know, listen to reputable people on the subject, but don't swallow every last thing they have to say whole. You know, and consider it in prayer.
Great, very good. Well, before we conclude this time together, I just wondered, I like to ask this to people when I'm interviewing them, if there's anything in particular that you'd like us to be praying for you or for your family or anything.
Well, I guess I could only ask that you you pray for God's will to be done in our lives and for God to use us as His servants to do His will.
That's a very good prayer. Thank you. Well, thank you, Tom, for being my guest on Bagels and Blessings. And I pray that the Lord equips you with all that you need to be a servant for Him, and that He provides for all of your needs. And I ask a blessing upon you in the name of Yeshua.
Thank you so much, Ethel. God bless you.
Thank you.
And that was my interview with Tom Ackerman, the donor manager at the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America. And you're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and I want a phone call. I want someone to tell me what Noah sent out from the ark in search of dry land. He sent it out to go looking for dry land. What was it? Come on, 222-2990. Call now. Right now, we're going to celebrate having a Torah. This is the Shlenu Torah, Jonathan Sattel. Again, why not?
יש לנו תורה, יש לנו תורה, יש לנו תורה מיוחדת במינה. בבתי הכנסת השמחה חוגגת, יש לנו תורה, יש לנו תורה. יש לנו תורה, יש לנו תורה, יש לנו תורה מיוחדת במינה. בבתי הכנסת השמחה חוגגת, יש לנו תורה, יש לנו תורה. יש גם חתונה, יש גם בר מצווה, יש לנו חגים, גם שושן פורים. יש פדיון הבן, יש גם ברית מילה, יש את חג הפסח וחג החנוכה. מה אגיד לכם ומה אספר, זה גדול גדול להיות עם ישראל. אנו מעטים והעסקים, התורה ניתנה לנו לעולמי עולמים. יש לנו תורה, יש לנו תורה, יש לנו תורה מיוחדת במינה. בבתי הכנסת השמחה חוגגת, יש לנו תורה, יש לנו תורה.
This is Ethel Chadwick. Hooray, hooray. We have a winner. Who's on the air?
Hi, Ethel. This is Diane.
I'm sorry. What was your name?
Diane.
Great. What's the answer?
Dove.
Yes. Mazel tov. Diane, you just won a coupon for bagels. How you like that?
Oh, that's wonderful. I think that's very kind of you to offer these bagels to your audience.
Well, listen, Diane, you called just in time. You know what I was going to say? I was going to tell people, don't you hate it when somebody eats your food? I was going to say, if you don't give me the answer, folks, I'm going to eat the bagels. I'm going to eat your bagels. So, Diane, I'm going to send you a coupon for bagels. Make sure you stay on the line and give your address out to Peter, my wonderful board operator, and congratulations.
Thank you, and God bless to you, Elsa.
Oh, thanks, Diane. You too. Shalom.
הנה בא השבת, כמה היא יפה. הנה בא השבת, הנה המלכה. הנה בא השבת, הנה המלכה. לך דודי לקראת כלה, בני שבת נקבלה. לך דודי לקראת כלה, בני שבת נקבלה. Dodi lekrat kala bene shabbat nekabela lekhadodi lekrat kala bene shabbat Nekabela.
Oy, such a voice. You've got to love that voice. Jonathan Satel from the CD Through His Eyes. Yeshlanu Torah. We have a Torah. And like I said earlier, today we celebrated Simchat Torah and we danced around the congregation with the Torah scroll. It was amazing. And did you hear what I told Diane, our winner? She got it right. It was a dove that Noah sent out from the ark. But I was getting ready to tell you guys, hey, you know, I'm going to eat your food. Uh-huh. If you don't call, I'm going to eat your bagels. That would have scared you into calling, but she beat you to it. Right now, let's listen to Paul Wilbur. This is from the CD, The Watchman, Lord God of Abraham. Hallelujah.
Rain forevermore.
Now here's Phil Klein with the Aaronic Benediction.
Jeder, der hilft Adonai, der hieß Morecha. Ja, er Adonai, Panavalecha, Vikunecha. Yes, Adonai, Panavalecha. We assemble shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom aleichem, peace be with you. Remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. You've been a great audience. Be sure to tune in next week. I'm going to be airing a pre-recorded interview with my dear buddy, Laura Merlo from Buffalo, New York. And she shares her heart. You don't want to miss it. So you have a great week. Remember that God loves you and so do I. Shabbat shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Ethel Chadwick.